This podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a review of the movie Daddy's Home 2, written by James Berardinelli of realviews.net. He gives it 2.5 out of a possible 4 stars. Runtime is 1 hour and 38 minutes. The rating is PG-13 for profanity and sexual content. It's a comedy directed by Sean Anders. The cast includes Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, John Lithgow, Mel Gibson, Linda Cardellini, John Cena, and Alexandra Ambrosio. The similarities between Daddy's Home 2 and last week's release, A Bad Mom's Christmas, are striking. Not only are the two films sequels to successful first installments, but they follow the similar template of bringing back the most popular elements of the first movie, stirring veteran actors into the mix, and finishing everything off with a big kumbaya moment. Okay, so the main characters in A Bad Mom's Christmas are women, while they're men in Daddy's Home 2. And the former is considerably more ribald than the latter, although neither is clean enough to qualify as a family film. But both releases feel like they were cut from the same cloth. Bad Moms did well at the box office, but Daddy's Home did even better. The producers, not wanting to mess with a successful formula, brought back the essential creative team behind the first film, writer-director Sean Anders and his screenplay partner John Morris. The story told in the 2015 movie about the rivalry between stepdad Brad Whitaker, played by Will Ferrell, and real-slash-divorced dad Dusty Mayron, played by Mark Wahlberg, hit the sweet spot for many viewers. When the sequel starts, Brad and Dusty are best buds. They live close to one another, and their kids play together. The only flaw in the web of congeniality is that Brad's wife, Sarah, played by Linda Cardellini, and Dusty's wife, Karen, played by Alexandra Ambrosio, don't get along. Then along comes Christmas, and, as always at that time of year, relatives arrive. In this case, it is Dusty's uninvited type A pop, named Kurt, played by Mel Gibson, and Brad's uninvited touchy-feely father, Jonah, played by John Lithgow. With all that oil and vinegar mixing, there's bound to be some separation, especially when the extended family heads off on a Christmas vacation where they are joined by Karen's ex-husband, bulky, badass Roger, played by John Cena. Although the cast is populated by several name stars, Daddy's Home 2 is at heart a Will Ferrell film. The humor is in his wheelhouse. It includes a lot of over-the-top physical comedy and a tendency to stick with a joke after it has reached its maximum potential. Wahlberg appears more comfortable playing this material than he did in Daddy's Home, but there are still some awkward moments. John Lithgow exudes a certain weaselly subservience as Brad's father. Unsurprisingly, the standout is Mel Gibson. Rather than ignoring the ignoble aspects of the veteran actor's off-screen persona, the screenplay allows them to inform the viewer's impressions of Kurt. For his part, Gibson plays this like he might portray Martin Riggs, the antisocial Lethal Weapon version, not the softened one from the sequels, but 30 years younger, and he's not too old for all of this. Gibson steals scenes seemingly without trying. It's inspired acting and reminds us of the magnetism he once commanded. Daddy's Home 2 is episodic and, to that extent, It recalls National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, even going so far as to visit similar territory. The outside lighting disaster, the tree-cutting disaster, etc. All that's missing is Randy Quaid. Seen as a pure holiday comedy, Daddy's Home 2 works fine. It doesn't redefine the genre or do anything outlandish. It's outrageously safe and careful not to offend, or at least not too much. There are more chuckles than good, hearty guffaws, so the movie is made more for those who laugh easily. Dramatically, it's largely a failure. Oh, it wants us to care about these characters and their relationships, but they're so underdeveloped and reliant on inexpert contrivances that I was uninterested in whether relationships were healed. Like A Bad Mom's Christmas, this is an opportunity for a holiday-themed break from the bigger, louder likes of Thor, Ragnarok, and Justice League. It's not going to win any awards, but there are worse ways to get some cheap laughs, and the warm, fuzzy feeling that comes with any rendition of Kumbaya. And once again, Daddy's Home 2 was directed by Sean Anders. The cast includes Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, John Lithgow, Mel Gibson, Linda Cardellini, John Cena, and Alessandra Ambrosio. Screenplay is by Anders and John Morris. The runtime is an hour and 38 minutes, and it's rated PG-13 for profanity and sexual content.